All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. And I, like a lot of people out there, probably are very happy to see week number 10 come and go because there were plenty of upsets all across the board. Looking to get back on track this week. Got things started on the right foot for week number 11 in Thursday night football when I picked the Jacksonville Jaguars at home over the Tennessee Titans. Now, with that said, there are some tremendous games on tap for Sunday along with the Monday night affair. And here are my picks for week number 11 in the National Football League. Now, I'm going to start off Sunday where the 2-7 Detroit Lions will host the 4-5 Oakland Raiders. Now, the Lions are coming back off of their big upset last week on the road versus the Green Bay Packers, and they are looking for their first two-game winning streak of the season. The Raiders will come in as a different team as outside linebacker slash defensive end Aldon Smith has been suspended by the National Football League for 1 year, and he was a big part of their pass rush up front. Now, what this Raiders defense must try to do in Smith's absence is collapse that pocket and put pressure on Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford, who is not playing behind the best of offensive lines right now. As the weeks go on, you see a Raiders quarterback in Derek Carr that continues to gain confidence along with the timing with his rookie wide receiver in Amari Cooper. You look at this team in the Oakland Raiders, and they are a team that is on the cusp of putting it all together, and they cannot afford to take a step back in this game. Thus, I'm going to take Oakland on the road by the score of 27-23. Now, it's the 4-5 Indianapolis Colts coming off of their bye week to travel to take on the Atlanta Falcons. And it looks like it's going to be Matthew Hasselbeck at quarterback in this one for Indy, as Andrew Luck is an injured quarterback and, more importantly, a beat-up quarterback mentally and physically right now. But you look at this Atlanta Falcons team, and they have had a history this year of playing down to their opponents. And the reason why I say that, all three of the Falcons' losses were the teams that had losing records. Now, what Atlanta must do early and often is run the football with Devonta Freeman, because as Freeman goes, this Falcons offense goes. But you look at this Colts defense, they've been playing inspired in the past few weeks, and I look for them to try to take Freeman out of the game and force Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan into beating him with his arm. And more than likely, they're going to go out there and attempt to make him uncomfortable back there in that pocket. But the Falcons are a different team at home, as they are 3-1. But they are also going up against a veteran quarterback and Hasselbeck that knows how to protect the football. This is going to be a tight affair throughout, but I'm going to take Atlanta at home by the score of 27-20. Now, it's the 5-4 New York Jets traveling to Houston to take on the 4-5 Texans. The Texans are coming back after their big upset victory on the road this past Monday night against the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, that game ended late Monday night, and the Texans got home in the wee hours of Tuesday morning, and they had to be flying high after their victory, and you just have to wonder if there's going to be any bit of a hangover for Houston coming into this game. It's going to be a little bit tougher because Texans head coach Bill O'Brien has ruled out starting quarterback Brian Hoyer in this one. And you look at this Jets defense that has been opportunistic, that they will look to take advantage of this depleted Houston Texans offense. But if the Texans are going to hang around in this game, they'll need another strong effort from their defense. This is the same defense that put pressure on the Cincinnati Bengals all game long this past Monday night, led by defensive end J.J. Watt. The Texans will be game, but the Jets are the better team right now, and I'm going to take New York on the road by the score of 23-17. Now, it's the 4-5 Tampa Bay Buccaneers traveling to take on the 4-5 Philadelphia Eagles. Both of these teams come into week 11 with the same record, but both are looking at the playoffs from a different lens. And the reason why I say that, the Eagles are just one game behind the New York Giants for first place in the NFC East, while the Tampa Bay Bucks know that their only chance to get to the postseason is through the wild card, and they have a lot of work ahead of them. But there's one thing about the Bucks. It hasn't been pretty at times this year, but this team simply doesn't give up, and that comes back to the preaching and the philosophy of their head coach and Lovie Smith. Now, the Eagles have had the unfortunate ability this year to take plays off and sometimes have lapses on both sides of the football. And this is a game right here against the Tampa Bay team where Philadelphia cannot afford to have that happen, especially with Sam Bradford more than likely not being available in this one and the Eagles going with Mark Sanchez as their quarterback. Now, Philly has to get their running game going. They can run the football effectively on this Tampa Bay Bucs defense, and if they're able to do it, it definitely will increase their chances of winning. I look at both of these defenses, and I have to say, whichever defense is able to force the opposing offense into at least two turnovers wins this game. Thus, I'm going to take Tampa in the upset here. I know Philly's favored by a touchdown at home, but I'm going to take the Bucs on the road by the score of 27-23. Now, in a classic pick'em right here, you have the 7-2 Denver Broncos traveling to the Windy City to take on the 4-5 Chicago Bears. No Peyton Manning at quarterback in this game for Denver, as it will be Brock Osweiler leading the Broncos into the Windy City. A underlying storyline in this one, John Fox, the head coach of the Bears, was fired by the Broncos as their head coach this past January, and he may try to downplay it, but there is a revenge factor on his mind in this one. Now, you look at this Bears team, they started off 0-3, but they are 4-2 ever since. And a victory right here gets them back to 500, and they definitely would be thinking about the playoffs coming down the stretch run in the regular season. But you look at the Broncos, they have to find a way to get back on track after winning their first seven games of the season. It hasn't been good for them right now, and you have a Bears defense that has been playing better, and I look for them to put some pressure on Osweiler in this game. Thus, I'm going to take Chicago at home by the score of 23-16. Now, it's the 4-5 St. Louis Rams traveling to take on the 2-7 Baltimore Ravens. And you look at both of these teams this season, and it's been a constant case of each team letting opportunities pass them by. You saw what happened with the Baltimore Ravens at home last week against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and you've seen it time and time again from the St. Louis Rams this season as they've had opportunities to step up and really assert themselves as a legit playoff contender in the NFC, only to have them slip by the wayside. Now, the Rams can run the football with the best of them, and for them to have any shot in this game, simply give the football to Todd Gurley and get out of his way. This Rams defense can also dominate this Ravens offensive line, and they're going to have to do it, led by Chris Long in this game. But the Ravens simply, they play tough, they hang around, but they just have not been able to finish games. And I don't see that trend changing when they take on the Rams tomorrow. Thus, I'm going to take St. Louis on the road in this one by the score of 24-17. Now, it is the return of quarterback Tony Romo for the Dallas Cowboys tomorrow when they travel to South Florida to take on the 4-5 Miami Dolphins. Now, for Dallas, they are hoping that it is not too late, as they are not ready to wipe off 2015 and start looking ahead to 2016, because they feel that Romo can get this team back on track and get them back into contention in the NFC East. Now, the Cowboys have lost their last seven games. They've still been able to run the football. And when Romo comes back, you're just hopeful that he can just get that timing back with wide receiver Dez Bryant and tight end Jason Witten. This Cowboys defense has been stout, but they haven't been forcing the turnovers like they were last season. And that's a big part of what they're able to do on that side of the football. With the Miami Dolphins, you never know what you're going to get from this club. This is their first home game in a while. Remember, they had a bye week. They had a game in London as well. And this team has been playing on the road. And in their past three games, they've given up a safety. The first time since the 1980 Seattle Seahawks that a team has had that happen against them. This is going to be a back and forth affair against teams that are really not that good right now. But I think Dallas, led by Romo, finds a way to win this game 24-23. Now it's the 4-5 Washington Redskins traveling to Charlotte to take on the undefeated Carolina Panthers. And for this Redskins offense, they will have their hands full against a very stout Carolina Panthers defense. Kirk Cousins, the Redskins quarterback, has shown flashes, but he has done it against defenses that are not at the level of what he is going to face tomorrow afternoon with the Panthers. Now, the Redskins had their way offensively with the New Orleans Saints last Sunday, but the Saints have the worst defense in football, and they are going from one extreme to another when they face Carolina. Carolina's defense alone can win this game for them, and I think they're going to force a few Redskins turnovers, which will lead to a 31-20 victory. Now, it's the Kansas City Chiefs with a record of 4-5 traveling to the 619 to take on the San Diego Chargers. San Diego's coming off of their bye week, and they are hopeful that the rest will get them back on track, as this is a team that is already bidding farewell to 2015 as far as being a playoff contender. A lot of injuries have come down the line for the Chargers this season, but they still have Phillip Rivers at quarterback, and when he's out there, he simply knows how to make things happen. But you look at the way that the Kansas City Chiefs are playing right now in each phase of the game. Basically, Andy Reid is not having his guys go out there and do something that they can't do. They're not trying to be stars. They're just doing what is asked of them, and they are looking to get right back into playoff contention in the AFC. Sharkandrick West has really filled in dramatically at the running back position for the injured Jamaal Charles, while quarterback Alex Smith is just going out there and being the classic game manager. Kansas City will play tough, but I just don't see San Diego losing at home coming off of their bye week. Thus, I'm going to take the Chargers by the score of 27-24. Now, there's a big one in the NFC North, as you have the 6-3 Green Bay Packers traveling to take on the 7-2 Minnesota Vikings. And coming into the season, not so many people expected the Vikings to give the Packers this many problems in the NFC North. But heading into this game, it is Minnesota that is in first place, while Green Bay comes in second, reeling on a three-game losing streak. Now, the Packers, it starts with their offensive line. They have not been playing well as of late, and they have to find a way to step up their game. Number one, to open holes for running back James Starks, and also to protect their quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. And they have to do it against a Vikings front that can bring it, plain and simple. Now, Green Bay's defense, they've been stout, but they've also have to go out there and make better plays in the clutch for their team to give them some opportunities and even potentially force some turnovers. But as always, you can't talk about the Packers without Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, because he's one of the best in the business and the guys around him. I'm talking about the Randall Cobbs and the Devontae Adams and the James Joneses of the world at wide receiver have to step up and make more plays for their quarterback. Now, you look at this Vikings offense, and you look at quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. He's not ready to put this team on his back yet, and he does not have to, especially when you have a running back in Adrian Peterson, who has still one of the most physical backs in the National Football League. This game simply comes down to who wants it more, and the Packers know at this point they cannot fall two games behind the Vikings in the loss column with six to go. Thus, I'm going to take Green Bay in a squeaker 30-28. Now, it's the 4-5 Seattle Seahawks hosting the 3-6 San Francisco 49ers. And in spite of having a losing record and just being up one game on the Niners in the standings in the NFC West, Seattle comes into this game favored by 13.5 points over the Niners. Now, for Seattle, it's been a tale of two teams, because you just don't know which team is going to show up this year for Seattle. And that luster is gone as well, because they have lost two games at home this season. But if there is an opportunity for this team to get back on track, it is tomorrow when they host the Niners, who are 3-6, and they are searching for answers, as it simply is not a good football team right now. Thus, I'm going to take Seattle at home by the score of 34-13. Now, on Sunday Night Football, it's the 8-1 Cincinnati Bengals traveling to the desert to take on the 7-2 Arizona Cardinals. And there are some people out there that will look at this game and see it as a potential Super Bowl 50 matchup. We'll have to wait and see. Now, Cincinnati comes into this game off of their first loss of the season as they lost at home this past Monday night to the Houston Texans, and they will face another stout defense here with the Cardinals. Now, for Cincinnati, they have to find a way to run the football more effectively, which is something that they did not do when they took on the Houston Texans, as their running game with Giovanni Bernard and Jeremy Hill sets up everything for their offense. Now, the Bengals defense can put pressure on their former quarterback in Carson Palmer, but they have to go out there and force him into making some turnovers that will lead to points. Now, on the flip side for Arizona, you look at their secondary led by cornerback Patrick Peterson and safety Tyrann Mathieu. They're going to go out there and they're going to try to mix things up against this Bengals passing game. And I look for Peterson to be on Bengals wide receiver AJ Green all day long, which means that for Cincinnati to go on the road and get the victory, they'll need a big game from Tyler Eifert, who had a case of the drops this past Monday night at home versus the Texans. A lot of people expected this right here to be the first game of the season that Cincinnati lost, but I think it's going to be the second, as I'm going to take Arizona in a very tight one, 27-26. And finally, on Monday Night Football, it's the 5-4 Buffalo Bills traveling to Foxborough to take on the undefeated and defending Super Bowl champions in the New England Patriots. Now, New England comes into this game favored by 7.5, but they face an old nemesis in a new place, as former New York Jets head coach Rex Ryan is now the man in charge for Buffalo, and he's still chirping at the mouth about these Patriots. But New England won't have one of their best wide receivers in this game, in wide receiver Julian Edelman, who suffered a broken foot in the victory over the New York Giants last Sunday. Now, Edelman's absence means that Danny Amendola and Brandon LaFell will both have to step up, but they still cannot replace what Edelman brought to the Patriots passing game. Edelman's absence will also mean that more defensive eyes will be focused on Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski. And because of that, once again, LaFell and Amendola have to go out there and make some plays. But you look at this Patriots defense, it's that classic bend but don't break attitude under Bill Belichick. And they'll look to go out there and confuse Bill's quarterback, Tyrod Taylor. Now, Buffalo has to go out there and play a mistake-free game, something that they have not done all season long. And thus, I'm going to take New England in this one at home by the score of 34-20. So folks, those are my picks for week number 11 here in the National Football League. And once again, I want to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the action from week number 11 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it is my pleasure to follow you right back. And also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.